2020, Warren County Board of Supervisors, February 4th, 2020. Are there any changes to the agenda? You have an agenda. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Warren County Auditor.
Good morning. We're preparing to start absentee voting for the Burlington School Special Election to be held on March the 3rd. We plan on starting that absentee voting tomorrow. So it'll be available starting then, and I gave a press release for some of the media, for the newspapers or whatever that affects. But anyway, they'll be able to start absentee voting. It will end on Monday, March the 2nd. And the last day anybody can request a ballot to be mailed will be 5 p.m. on February 21st.
We don't have to caucus, or canvas the caucus, do we?
No, that's not ours.
Next week.
Thanks, Terry. Rodney Buesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Nothing new to report today.
Thank you. Doug Irvine, Jail Administrator.
Good morning. A little bit of good news. Population's at 84 this morning. Got three awaiting to go to prison, which will get out this week. Probably another six will be released this morning from morning court. So doing good. Have eight out of county, so it's real good.
Good. Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. I really don't have anything new to report at this time.
Sergeant Glenn Denny, Warren County Sheriff's Office.
Doing real well at the Sheriff's Office. Nothing major to report. We do, the trial continues upstairs. We'll have some heightened presence up there today and continuing, so.
Thank you. Ken Hyman, Community Services.
Yes, Brooke Marlin has been hired, started yesterday for General Assistance Office Coordinator. And so she's doing great. Had one day in and hit the ground running. Has worked for Community Action and some other similar programs, so she had some good experience and we're enjoying having that position filled now, so.
Good. Thanks, Ken. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keep busy like always. Nothing new to report.
Chris Wick, Conservation.
Good morning. Sounds like they're catching some fish through the ice, so that's fun.
Oh, big haul?
Yeah.
What are they catching?
We're doing crappie from over here.
Good.
And kind of hit and miss on the lake, but the ponds have been turning up some fish pretty good. Again, with the weather going up and down like this, we urge caution. The lake itself does have some springs in it. I want to remind people. So the ice, you know, even though it may be good at one spot, it won't be in another, so just be careful with that. Otherwise, just kind of a lot of stuff going on, but nothing exciting to report at this moment.
Thanks, Chris. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Well, the good news is we lost most of the ice. That was frustrating people. Had a gentleman there last week that wasn't happy about ice on White Camp, and most of that should be gone. Problem is then you get to warm up and you turn into kind of a sloppy condition, especially the roads where the ice was stuck on. It took a couple days for that to kind of mush up and really go away, which obviously the worst thing for a gravel road is to sit there wet like that. So had a lot of roads wet, and we froze wet. I mean, we had a wet fall and kind of a wet winter there early on, and then we kind of froze up. So either way, the roads are a little firmer today. It sounds like they're gonna stay firm for the next week or so. They're talking temperatures below freezing, but kind of just a heads up. I think I said something last week. We're rolling into that season where it's gonna be, you know, when we do lose those freezing temperatures, the gravel roads are gonna need to get rid of some moisture before they can really firm themselves up. So they were pretty soft yesterday in places. But anyway, other than that, going along, talking a couple inches of snow maybe Wednesday night into Thursday. So guys are just kind of getting their equipment ready and fixing some hoses and stuff like that, and we'll see what happens. So.
Thanks, Brian. Jared Glasser, my end user. So I apologize for dumping that phone call on you.
Now, so sometimes it's hard to tell, and when people have a question, it's somewhat land use related, but it's anyway, so we've had a few new inquiries lately. Nothing new in terms of subdivisions. We have one that we're waiting on an edit to the plat. before we send that around. And we're of course still moving ahead with the ordinance update with subdivision and zoning ordinances. And to that end, we'll have a full zoning commission to review that, since we have another name for that final position that had been vacated last year. So that's on the agenda for today. Apart from that, nothing new to report.
Thank you. Didn't miss anybody? Either of you gentlemen have it?
No.
Correspondence. We have a letter regarding the Des Moines County Veterans Affairs Commission. Gentlemen, at our Wednesday, January 29th monthly meeting, Mr. Ron Siegel informed the Veteran Affairs Commission of his immediate resignation from the commission. Once again, this leaves the commission with only two members. By this letter, I am advising the board of this matter to allow the board to appoint a replacement for Mr. Siegel as per Iowa code covering Veterans Affairs. Please do not hesitate to contact me if there are any questions. Arn Hoschneck. And then, on the same note, we have a letter of resignation from Mr. Siegel to Robert Housewright, the Des Moines County Veterans Affairs Commission. Please accept this letter as my resignation from the position on the Des Moines County Veterans Affairs Commission, held since February 2015. Being on the Des Moines County Veterans Affairs Commission was an honor and a task I appreciated serving those who have served this country. My Army history began when I volunteered to join the United States Army February 12, 1959, achieved the rank of Specialist Force E4, and received an honorable discharge May 12, 1962. Respectfully, Ron Siegel. That's for sure. I speak for all of us, and we appreciate Mr. Siegel's service on that board, as well as service to the military, yes. Terry, in the past, have we advertised for that,
it's been the same ones on there.
Bob Housewright, you might want to give him a call and see if he's...
We'll see how he's...
Yeah, how that's been handled in the past.
Do we have to vote to accept that resignation?
He doesn't work for the county. I don't think he cares what we think. I don't think so. Somebody resigns from a board.
Okay.
And I don't mean he doesn't care what he thinks, but he answers to us. Okay. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $907,116.28.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yeah.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have Joint Safety Committee appointments. Dear Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, this letter is to request that you reappoint Tom Broker from the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors and Rodney Wiesner from the Des Moines County Maintenance Department to another 3-year term as a committee members for the Joint Safety Committee. Their new appointment will last until December 2022. Both Tom and Rodney have been a great asset to the Joint Safety Committee and bring with them knowledge and a passion for making our community one of the safest communities to work for. It is my request that you reappoint both members effective immediately. Thank you for your cooperation in this matter. Sincerely, Angela Vaughn, Safety Director for the Joint Safety Committee.
I move their reappointment.
I second that.
Terry.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Congratulations, Rodney.
As well.
We have a compensation board salary recommendations for elected officials for fiscal 21 The Compensation Board, as you gentlemen are aware, recommend 3% increase for all elected officials.
You know, after listening to Dan, you know, Dan Cahill, when he came and presented that to the board, I recommend, I would make the motion that we give the elected officials, outside of the supervisors, give the elected officials a 3% that they recommended, but take the supervisors down to 2% is what we give the rest of the unions.
Okay, I'll second that.
So the unions and the rest of the employees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
I thought maybe she passed out, getting raised.
What?
I thought maybe she passed out, she was getting raised.
Taking notes.
Have a Des Moines County Zoning Commission appointment. Whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors approves appointments to the Des Moines County Zoning Commission, and whereas Commission Member John Roth has submitted a letter of resignation, and whereas Ryan Negrocki has expressed interest in serving on the Zoning Commission for the remainder of the term, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors hereby accepts the resignation of John Roth from the Des Moines County Zoning Commission, and further be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors hereby appoints Ryan Negrocki, 7113 South Gear Avenue, to serve the remaining term of John Roth till January 2024 on the Des Moines County Zoning Commission.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel action for conservation. We have Eric Murray, a natural resource manager, a step increase effective January 23rd, 2020. The previous rate was $42,291 a year. The new rate will be $43,136.35 a year.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have reports. We have the treasurer's semi-annual report from July 1st to December 31st, 2019. We have the jail staff, jail statistics for December 2019. And the Veterans Affairs report for January 2020. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. Have the minutes for the regular meeting of January 28th, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. canvassed Burlington, North Bottoms, Levy, and Drainage District. Take your shoes off, Bob.
Can you help me tie them?
There you go. Okay. One, two, three. Five. Six. Looks like Mr. Andrew Hoth won with six write-in ballots. Is that what you came up with?
Well, he's got a cover letter there.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Basically states that. Yeah. But yep, yep.
Are we stamping this?
Well, we have to approve it.
Oh, move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Second, if you guys count right.
Bob Beck?
It was just six.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items, and I'll have one I'll bring up here in just a moment. Any other future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee reports.
I had another workforce meeting yesterday, and state's handing this stuff down for us to get realigned, and now they've changed the date again. We have to have it done by June the 30th. And they give us a checklist of what we had to do and when it has to be done. But they left one out. Looks like they every time they give us something, looks like they're trying to give us something to make us fail. You know, it never said a thing about service provider until we got into their state website, and it says that this here's what they told us we had to do. But if we went in here without a service provider, we would have been out of funding. So we've got to have this done by June the 30th, or my workforce is going to lose their funding if we're not compliant. So we got a timeline that we wrote up according to what they want. So it looks like we're going to be one of the few that's going to be ready to go.
That's good.
And if we get this done, then we can realign the counties that have got this done close to us, you know, like the four counties north of us. And so they're working on theirs too. Otherwise, we might end up going from the lower half of Iowa all the way across to the Missouri River. That's one line, and if we don't get this done, we're afraid that's what they're going to do. The state will put you in the line they want. So it's very important to get this done.
Good thing you guys are on your toes.
Well, it's going to be worse than what Russ was.
Don't know if we got the right man there.
I don't know.
I didn't have anything. I attended a meeting at Southeast Iowa Regional Planning regarding the port statistical areas, and we talked about that when we attended the Tri-State Summit in Quincy. That Iowa does not have a federal port. You know, there's no Iowa federal port. So what they would they assemble those things, or they put them together in port statistical authorities. So we would, there's a really two proposals. One would put us in a port with, from Dubuque, you know, the whole length of Iowa on both sides of the Mississippi River, focused on the Mississippi River. And that would immediately make us in the top 70 ports in the United States, ports of, port statistical areas. There's about 550 of them. This would put us up so we would be noticeable. The Corps of Engineers uses some of these statistics and they decide where they're going to make improvements, spend money. It's important for that reason. It's important to areas for economic development. Gives them a tool to say, you know, we have a million tons of cargo that go through here every year. Doesn't cost anything. There's no real cost or duties associated with it. We would just approve that port. The other one is the Mid-America Port Authority, or Port, anyway, Mid-America, I think it's Port Authority. They can own and operate and maintain ports. They've been there for maybe 20 years. They've never really pushed this. It's that Colonel Sinkler that was down in Quincy that's pushing this. He said, Iowa needs that. He said, well, Iowa and Illinois through here needs that. So, and if you take the Mid-America, that includes some rivers and waterways in Illinois. In my view, and anyway, that might muddy those statistics when they go to the Corps, or to economic development and say, well, this area has so many tons going through it, but it wouldn't be coming through the Mississippi, be clean to me. Anyway, we have to approve a resolution to be part of that port statistical area. It's not on the agenda, so I've asked Terry to schedule a special meeting Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Just all it is to go through this and vote yes or no, whether we are interested. I spoke to the Colonel Sinkler. They're wanting to turn this in to the feds. They want to do it this week, so I talked to him. He's going to hold off doing that until he hears from us on Thursday. So it's, and you can opt in and opt out. I mean, if you decide you didn't like it next year at this time, you can opt out. So it isn't a, there's not really any, no obligations, no cost. It's just trying to get those statistics and become a large port, and it would be the, you know, the, they put it in a statistical area. So I think it's a, I'm going to advocate for it, but we won't do that now. We can, I can do that Thursday. I just want to say we're going to, so we'll have a meeting scheduled for Thursday morning at 9 o'clock to discuss just that issue. There won't be any discussion department heads, so if you're feeling wordy, there's no sense showing up. Anyway, so but that's all I have.
I kind of like the key word there, economic development. That's,
Colonel Sinkler is also one that helped our drainage districts a lot during the flood in 08.
I think Mickey at Two Rivers, I think they think a lot of me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's, that makes me feel better that he has some.
Well, he's the one that's the impetus behind this. He's started, he's, matter of fact, he's taken time off from what his job is now to do this on his own. So anyway, if you guys don't have any problem, then we'll have
good.
Special meeting. Probably won't take very long. So that's all I have. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise with an eye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.